Alma chapter 18. In the beginning of this chapter, the servants go to King Lamoni and tell him what happened. And King Lamoni then thinks that Ammon is God. We notice here that they still have this desire to worship man, or they want to look to man. And this is the hold that the devil always has on man. And that, but nonetheless, we're going to see in this chapter that's the hold that the last hold that Ammon wants to break off of them. But notice also that King Lamoni thinks that God is punishing him for the for murdering his servants. Well, notice that he is awakening to his sins. This is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. He's awakening to his sins and which means that he does have a conscience, and every one of us is given a conscience. And even though, no matter what he's been taught, he's still being an honest man or a person who is sincere. Their conscience is telling them that something is wrong. And he then King Lamoni says that he thinks that Ammon has came, or the Great Spirit has came, as he calls him, that God has came down to preserve his servants. Well, we're learning a lot about King Lamoni here. What the Lord is doing in this portion of the scripture is trying to let us know that King Lamoni was not just some evil king that all of a sudden has this momentary transition. We're learning a lot of the good features and characteristics that King Lamoni had. Notice here, again, that he thought that the Great Spirit cared about his servants. And we begin to see some humility here, that he understood, that King Lamoni understands the value of men, and it doesn't seem strange to him that God would think that a servant is just as much value as a king. And so he went, yeah, I guess that makes sense to me that God would care about these servants. And again, we'd have to ask ourselves today, if we were some great leaders of a church or leaders of our country, would our leaders really think that God cares more about the servants or the smallest people in the country than they do about him? No, they're all puffed up in their own pride. Again, we'll begin to see that Lamoni is not a proud man, and he really has developed the greatest characteristics already before Ammon came. And I will point out that, remember, the problem that all men had was pride, and you'll see that Lamoni did not have pride, and so he was already well prepared by the Lord. And in verse 5, we learn some of the traditions that they had been taught by their fathers, That is, that notwithstanding they believed in the Great Spirit, they supposed that whatsoever they did was right. Well, what this means is that it's a lot like today, that the leaders of the church believe that they can do whatever they want, but if they make any error, then they believe the Lord will come down and correct it. See? And Lamoni, he's believing this right now. He's saying, well, see, I'm supposed to do whatever I want, but now the Lord's coming down and correcting me for making any errors. And so, again, we can see that the devil puts this concept into man, and it's a concept that we have today, that men can do whatever they want, and that the Lord will condone that. Well, you notice that Lamoni, he's not as bad as we are today, because he's already beginning to think that, well, he's been doing wrong. And it says in that scripture that he feared doing wrong. So he was caring about these things, and he was becoming concerned with his own actions, and he had a true desire to do what was right. Now note, too, that the reason that he was killing his servants was that they thought that was a fair motivation to motivate the servants to take responsibility. So it wasn't like as if they were just taking delight in killing the servants. They thought that this was the way that this was just a fair punishment or a fair motivation for responsibility, and they had an excuse. But nonetheless, you know, he was saying, no, this seemed to be a little bit harsh. See, and he was not a little bit harsh. He was thinking it was harsh. And he was, again, he was awakening to his conscience and a desire to follow his conscience or the spirit and figure out what indeed was right. And so then he asked his servants, well, where is Lamoni? Where is Ammon? And they said that Ammon is out taking care of the horses. Well, Lamoni said, well, because of the faithfulness of Ammon in serving him, then Lamoni says that he knows that surely he is the Great Spirit of God. Now, we have to understand this. You understand that, that what Lamoni is saying here is that he already believed that gods and kings truly needed to serve the people. Notice all politicians and all leaders say, oh yes, we're here to serve the people. But he had been taught from somewhere, and we'll find that it probably came from his father and from himself, they truly believed that they needed to serve the people and that that God served the people. So their concepts and their beliefs and their values and their character was quite tremendous. And this comes out here in this explanation. Again, that's what it was trying to do, is tell us that the reason that Ammon is there is because Lamoni had been prepared to receive the word, and so that he needed Ammon so that he could continue to progress. Well, then Ammon comes into the king, and he, and the king is in a stupor because he doesn't know what to say. Now notice again, how has it been when others have came to other kings, you know, like Alma or Abinadi? Well, the kings thought themselves above and had great pride. He doesn't have any pride or arrogance, nor does he say, well, bring him here so they can see his miracle. You know, he has this curiosity in that. He's really caring about the things of the Spirit and how he should feel about this and what this means to him. And he just wants to do what is right. And again, we can see great character and development in King Lamoni. And so then Alma reads his thoughts, and he says again, I am only a man. Okay, now this is where he perceives that he's got to stress to them that he is only a man, so that again to help them to begin to overcome this idea that we look to men, but instead that we look to God. And he says that he's his servant. I'm only your servant. And then he makes this statement in verse 17. Whatsoever thou desirest, which is right, that will I do. Now, there's an important message here in this statement. Notice he is in before the king. He says, I'll serve you king, but I'll only serve you second, meaning first I serve the Lord, and what the Lord tells me to do that is right, meaning I go to him to determine what I'm allowed to do, and therefore, if it's right, then I'll do it. Well, a person who would immediately see, and especially arrogant kings like King Noah, for instance, they became angry. We can suppose that that's what Abinadi said, that I don't serve the king. I do what I am supposed to do according to what the king tells me, but I will only do it if it's right, meaning that there is someone else who we check with to find out what is right, and that's the Lord. And so we're really saying that we serve the Lord first and then them. And that's what made Noah so angry, and made the people of Ammonihah, the chief judge and stuff, so angry, as they wanted them to say that they would do or follow them. Well, then it says in verses 18 to 21 that King Lamoni will give anything for the knowledge, to have knowledge and to know what's going on here and to learn more about the Lord. And so he has some true desires. And not only that, it says that he has faith. He has faith in the power of God. That's what faith is. We have faith in the power that the Lord can preserve us, that he can do what he says, that when we follow him, he can progress us. We have complete faith in him, that he's the power in heaven and earth. And notice King Lamoni already had that faith. It's tremendous, the development that King Lamoni had on his own. Well, then Ammon begins to preach to him. From verses 22 through 33, he starts at the creation and he teaches him. And Lamoni is honest, and we see that he believes in God, and he'd already believed that God was the creator. He hadn't believed any of the foolish explanations of man about evolution or anything else. And obviously those things had been in existence in his day, but he believed in God. And he had decided all this on his own, and so he'd already decided that there was a God, and that God was in charge. Well, then at the end of that, Ammon repeats again that he's only a man. Notice he began explaining to him things, but he wants to make it clear to him that it is not him, Ammon, that he wants Lamoni to look to. He wants him to look to the Lord. And we will see that continually. In righteous teachers of the Lord, they're always focusing and pointing to the Lord. They're never focusing or pointing people to themselves. Well, then in verse 35, Ammon explains power, and he says that he has power, but that it comes from faith in God. So it's not his power, it's faith in God's power, and then it is given because of our desire, and our desire to serve God, not ourselves, meaning our desires have to be to God and what he wants. And so if we put our desire to him, then have faith in him, then he'll give us the power. And all it is the power to accomplish the Lord's works. It is not the power for us to do with as we want or for us to have power. Well, then Alma starts again at the creation, and he tells the entire history of the people. And again, we begin to learn this is a sign for or more information of how we should conduct our missionary lessons. And he gives a complete history of them, and including Lehi, Nehi, and Laman, and Lemuel. And he goes all the way through and includes the future coming of Christ and the whole plan of redemption. And King Lamoni says that he receives it all. And he says he believes in all of that. And then what does King Lamoni do? And it's extremely important. See, he has listened. We have studied in the previous chapters what Alma has said, so we don't have to go through all those things again with Ammon. So we know that he said all these things, and what does Lamoni do? He turns to the Lord for mercy for himself and for his people. Now notice he truly loves his people, so he has this characteristic that is the characteristic of the greater than all, that he has this true love. And he wants mercy for himself, meaning he turned to the Lord and he falls to the earth. Now, notice he falls to the earth. This means he's a humble man. He doesn't care what all these people think. He's interested in doing what the Lord wants. So he falls to the earth, and he's not sitting there puffed up in his pride and worrying about what the situation is. He's concentrating on the Lord. He's humbling himself before the Lord, and he cares not at all about his manly decorum as a king. And he goes to the Lord for mercy, meaning he's seeking repentance. The point is, now, isn't that exactly what Alma and all of them have told us? Humble yourself before the Lord. Notice he doesn't humble himself before Ammon. Ammon was there telling him what to do, and Ammon kept pointing to the Lord, said, "I'm only a man, I'm only a man." See, he's trying to, and we see here now that, yeah, Lamoni understood. We go to the Lord. We never go to another man. And so he humbled himself to the Lord. He desired repentance of himself. Not focused on trying to be saved or receive a reward off of doing something from others. He knows that he's to repent himself, and he drops into drops down as if dead for 2 days, and then this we learn more about this in chapter 19.